Again, we're here with Jay King, Jay with an E, by the way. Jay King on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at jking.com. Well, Jay, going back to those 20 some odd years ago, do you remember the first album or record you bought with your own money?
First one I bought with my own money. I don't know that I do. Maybe actually it was a band called Among the Thirsty.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Among the Thirsty.
Among the Thirsty. I remember this
Yep.
band.
Yeah.
Among the Thirsty. Why do
I
I know
went to a
those
youth
guys?
camp. I went to a youth camp in
Yeah, they're from Florida.
It was Brooksville, Florida that we were in. So we drove up to Brooksville with this church I just went to every now and then on a Sunday night. I'd go to the youth group there on Sunday
Yeah.
nights, and they took us to this camp. And Among the Thirsty was leading worship there. And they were singing this song, "Here I am, send me, I'm yours forever." I remember the drum thing, ka ka ka, bum bum. It was the first time I had heard like rock
Yeah.
in like a church setting, because I'm a gospel kid, so it's
Yeah.
like Oregon B3 bunch of choirs. And I was like, "Yo, this is crazy!" So I bought their record. It was like a
Yeah.
CD. Yeah.
Yeah. So random. Do you know a guy named Brock Douglas?
Did he play bass,
He
or
played
was he
for
the lead
them.
singer?
I don't know what he did, but
Brock is his name. I do remember that name.
he's in Nashville. I know Brock.
No way.
Listen, we're gonna take
Yeah,
this.
I gotta meet him.
We're gonna throw this back. We're gonna throw this back, Brock and Jay getting coffee, and we're gonna talk about the
Yeah,
time that you bought their CD at the camp. So random. All right, so you're going back to the camp and you bought the CD. Well, kind of going through, you mentioned you're a big gospel guy growing up. Who were your influences growing up musically?
at an early age, Michael Jackson's on that list.
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest to like then, Kirk Franklin was huge
Yeah.
for me. Hezekiah Walker. And then you had like the Clark Sisters and stuff like that. Because that was gospel, but the music was unbelievable. Like it was crazy good. And then you have, of course, like the thing about gospel music is it's heavily influenced by like jazz and blues and stuff like that. So you hear all of the jazz and blues players coming up too. Stevie Wonder was big then, but today I would say what shaped my artistry is Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, Charlie Puth, John Legend. I used to try to imitate Chris Brown all the time. So I would dance at youth group with leading worship and like get the crowd to dance too. I
Yeah.
just like that joy and vibe that it brought. So that would be some of them. Yeah.
All right. With that in mind,
Yeah.
if you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Dead or alive? I think it'd be pretty crazy to open. As scared as I'd be, to open for Michael Jackson would be
It'd be
crazy.
wild, though, wouldn't it? It'd be a
I would be
story.
like, I would be overwhelmed. Alive, I would probably say Tori Kelly would be fun.
Yeah.
Tarn Wells would be fun to open for. We have a similar approach.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson would be wild. And see, the non-pressure side of it is nobody expects you to be near as good as him anyway, you know? You
Right, so
go out
you
there,
just
you
go up
do it,
there and
now you got the story. You got the story.
yeah, I got to open for Michael,
That's
man. This is
right.
crazy.
That's right. All right.
Just a lowly girl from a simple family. Who am I that angels speak my name? Called to be the mother of the one who comes to save. Oh. Mother, she adores you, long awaited. love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Again, I'm here with Jay King on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at jking.com. Jay, what's your songwriting process like today?
Today, I mean, the last, for my first probably 8 to 9 years of writing, it was solo. So I wrote on my own. And I used just what I call distant mentors, like the Bruno Marses and, you know, John Legend, Stevie Wonder, Aerosmith. I would listen to these people in broad format and try to measure my writing against theirs. So I go in a room, get a thought, and just hash that thought out over time. And now, of course, that gets faster. You're able to put things together a little bit quicker over time. Now I'm collaborating more. So that process includes a couple of other people, which seems easy at first, but it takes a level of vulnerability and resilience to be in a room with two other people and write and stay on track and not lose your voice. Like it's a challenge. So that's what it was. It was solo for a long time, and then for the last year and a half, it's been collaborative.
Yeah, that co-writing is on paper, a smart way to go, right? It's the way to do it, obviously. But yeah, people don't understand, man. That's your baby. You're bringing your baby in here, right? And you're
You're letting
trusting
somebody
someone with your
else just,
baby, and they're cutting your baby's hair. You know, it's like, hey, listen,
or
wait a
they
minute.
might eat asparagus instead of broccoli, and you're
Yeah,
like, wait a minute, we're
that's
only doing broccoli, you know?
That's good. Again, we're here with Jay King on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studio. Well, Jay, you've been performing live for a long time, all the way back to middle school. You began doing it with a youth group. There's a few things like live music is incredible, but there's goofy stuff that happens along the way too. Do you have a most embarrassing on-stage moment that jumps out in your mind?
My first time leading without an instrument,
Okay.
because I'm a drummer, you never think you're going to be in front. And I remember when I started leading worship, I was playing keys. So I got comfortable behind keys. But in youth group, we would sing to Cam music, meaning we're playing with tracks. And it was like the full band in the tracks. And I could grab the mic and just run around the room, but it's your peers. They're just used to you having a good time. But I moved into the worship center for a Wednesday night, like all church leading. And I had to sing without an instrument because the worship pastor was playing keys. And man, bro, I was stiff. I was like, I couldn't move. I was frozen. It's like my voice didn't work. I was shaking. I was sweating. Like, man, the anxiety of leading in a new room with different people for the first time without an instrument. Most embarrassing time of my life. Absolutely
People,
horrible.
just for the people at home that may not play, that instrument is a security blanket. Like
Yeah, it
it is a
is.
security blanket, and when it's gone, you're like a fish out of water. It's like a
You know,
fish
the
out of
best
water.
way I could explain it to people who don't understand that story is staying in a house that's not your own.
Yes. That's
It's like
good.
at my house, I would usually walk around like this and do this or do that, but now I'm at somebody else's house with people I don't even know. How do you act?
Right.
That's what it's like leading without an
That's a
instrument.
great analogy, by the way. It's an incredible analogy.
Oh,
Oh, I
man.
love it. Oh, again, getting ready to wrap up here with Jay King on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at Jay with an E, King.com. Jay, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. What's your favorite junk food?
Oh, Oreos.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
I'm a vanilla guy too. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sleepy? I don't
Yeah, I
know.
think that's one. I can't do it, so
Hey,
but it works. What color is your toothbrush?
blue, light blue.
In the movie about your life, the Jay King story, what actor would play you?
Actor. Oh my gosh. Eddie Murphy.
Ah, that's a good one. He's so good, man. I was watching something the other day. I was like, people, we sleep on how good that dude is. We forget.
Goat, for real.
If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Tony Stark,
That's a good one.
Iron Man.
Favorite board game?
Sequence.
Sequence. I'll look it up. You have a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
I go back to the 80s.
Yeah? What do you want to see that? What do you want to see there?
I want to see what I think is the biggest resurgence to music of all time, in my opinion. It was influencing every culture. Like it, everybody was all over music, art, all of the things. So,
Dig it. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Ed, Edd n Eddy, probably.
Ed, and Eddie? Where's Ed and Eddie? Wait a minute. We got
Or
to.
Beavis and Butthead. I like that too. But I'd probably say Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yeah,
I mean,
there
Powerpuff Girls. I usually would say Powerpuff Girls, but people think that's so weird. But that joint was fire.
they
They were crazy.
are. I just looked up Ed, and Eddie, and that's the first time I've ever seen this. All right,
Oh, you got to check it out. Yeah,
that's
you got to
wild,
watch it.
man. You dropped a new one on me. Would 12-year-old Jay King think that you're cool today?
I think he'd be blown away. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think he'd think I'm cool. Yeah.
Dig it. Last but not least, something you hate that everybody else loves.
Something I hate that everybody else loves. I don't know.
I'm gonna give you the answer. Is this question? You're like, I hate
Okay.
this question. That's
I mean, the question, it's so
the
hard. It's like,
one.
what's something somebody everybody loves? Give me an example of something everybody
Yeah,
loves.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you some that have been thrown out there through the years. The Office, that's one. The TV show The Office. People are like, I don't like The Office. Chick-fil-A, man, on a Christian music podcast. People have been
I love
brave enough.
Chick-fil-A to say they hate it.
They've been brave enough to mention Chick-fil-A. And then you got like random stuff. You know what? I'll tell you a funny one that's on here a good bit is like avocados. You'd be stunned. The number of people have said avocado. I don't like avocados, and everybody loves them. And
Yeah.
that may be true. I'll tell you what mine is. You know what mine is?
What's
Cheese.
yours?
Cheese. I hate
Cheese?
cheese.
Okay.
Everybody
I
else
mean,
loves
okay,
it.
so if we're going there, if everything is like on the table,
Oh, everything's on the table.
I would probably say politics.
Oh, amen.
I
Holy
hate
cow.
politics. I mean, I like the intention of it,
Yeah.
but I do not like the practice of it. It
I'm
is
with you,
it's
man.
horrible.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you,
So
man.
brutal. It's
Makes
like
you.
church. It's like
Yeah.
it depends on the it's like church. You show up and like everybody's got an opinion, but
Yeah.
everybody can't be right. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's the first time it's been said, and that is a great answer. And that moves up to the top of my list. Because I'm right there
Yes.
with you. I'm right
Let's
there with you
go.
on that one, man. He's Jay King, Jay with an E on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about him at jking.com. Jay, man, thanks for hopping on today. You've been a ton of fun, dude.
Thanks for having me, Austin. I appreciate it.
You got it. We'll do it again soon.
Every December, I stop to remember the humble entrance of our King. An infant so precious makes men bow in reverence. I'm still in wonder when I think. When shepherds knelt to worship him, a love that was perfect and no one deserved it. I'm still moved to tears when I think.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.